Well, if everybody's ready, I'd like to call today's special meeting for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, for Ada. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and I'd ask Sherry to call the board members' roll call.
Ms. McKinnon.
Here.
Mr. Kende.
Here.
Ms. Sandy.
Here.
Mr. Fogel.
Here.
Ms. Anderson.
Here.
Mr. Carl.
Here.
Mr. Pruse.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you continue with staff and public?
Okay. In the room.
Al Moister.
Kirsten Rodrick, Ada.
Amy Stubbeth, Ada.
Sherry Severson, Ada. On the phone, will the staff members please say their names?
Mark Davis.
Brenda Applegate.
Chris Anderson.
Thank you.
Tom Buca, Ada.
Thank you. Are there any
Harry
other...
Harry Judet, Department of Law.
Thank
Harry
you.
Judet, Department of Law.
We wouldn't forget you. Are there any members of the public on the phone?
And a first.
This is Christy Garrett with Bert Thornton, Benjamin Sherrill.
This is also John DeVore from Birch Horton Bittner and Shrow. We are the outside counsel for Ada.
Thank you, John. I didn't get Christy's last name.
Garrett.
Garrett.
Thank you. Any other members?
Elizabeth Ross with Birch Horton Bittner.
Lisa Ross.
Elizabeth. Yeah, Elizabeth Ross, Birch Horton Bittner and Shrow.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Any other members of the public? Are there any?
Nancy Wainwright?
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
And Lawrence Epstein with the Wilderness Society.
I didn't get your name.
Lois Epstein?
Lois, thank you, Lois. Are there any members of the media on the line? And if so, would you please identify yourself?
I am with the media, Jennifer Summers, KTVA.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public on the phone that hasn't identified themselves yet?
Jim Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Anybody else? Okay.
Thank you, Sherry. I'll make notice Curtis Thayer is also in the room with us, too. Next up is item number four, our agenda. I'll consider an agenda motion put on the table.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
This
is Albert, second.
Thank you.
Thank you. That brings us up to item number five, public comments. And public comments are now limited to only agenda item 6B or 6C. This is a special meeting, and we're dealing with economic development emergency regulations related to ADA and our loan guarantee programs. For the conditions of the day concerning the virus. So is there anybody wishing to make a comment on item 6B or 6A?
6C.
Or, I'm sorry, 6B or 6C. Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
This is Nancy Wainwright. I'd like to address the board on item G2013.
All right, go ahead, Nancy. 3 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my comments. As I said, I'm addressing item G2013. It is confusing that ADA is adopting this regulation when it adopted G20-8 2 weeks ago, allowing the authority to, quote, waive or modify the requirements of its regulations for its loan, guarantee, and financing program. G20-13 addresses loan guarantees, and it's not clear whether regulation may also be waived. Second, Section 104.020C of the regulation requires a person who applies for a loan to also apply for a loan under the CARES Act, which creates an unduly burdensome requirement, especially when the CARES Act process is cumbersome and has numerous document problems. ADA can reduce the burden on small businesses by administering its loan program without that requirement. I've attended many ADA meetings in the past 5 years, and I have to say I was always impressed with the respect that public commenters have been afforded by this body. But that has all changed, and I have great concern for the direction that ADA is now taking to suppress public comment, to abuse the executive session rules by making tacit agreements on issues outside of public scrutiny, and essentially giving no notice of its regulation changes. This change in tenor is best exemplified by the on-the-record remarks of one board member on March 26th, who used an expletive about public testimony during the ill-planned public comment portion of the meeting. These changes do not augur well for G20-13 or any other resolution before this body. Yesterday, Tuesday, I attempted to get a copy of today's G20-13 for a meeting that was called on Monday, and I was told, quote, the document that was posted was wrong. The regulations text and resolution are being amended right now. Given the negative spotlight on ADA over the last past weeks, it seems that there would be an extra effort to be transparent, to be open to the public, and not take specific actions in violation of the public's right to know.
1 minute, Ms. Wainwright.
What happened to the provision in yesterday's version where ADA was going to create a nonprofit agency? Does ADA intend to do that at a later time? Will there be any notice that when ADA does such take such an action? I urge ADA to respect the public process and provide adequate public notice and a copy of proposed regulations more than 1 day before a meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wainwright. Any further comments from public? Hearing none, I'll close the public comment section. That brings us up to new business. A is executive session. I would request a motion to go to the executive session to discuss confidential matters, financial matters related to economic stabilization and ADA's programs, emergency regulations, SBED program.
This is Albert. I move that we move into executive session to discuss confidential financial matters relating to economic stabilization and ADA's programs, emergency regulations, and the SBED program.
This is Bill.
Board Member Sandy, I second.
Is there any objection for going into executive session? Hearing none, we'll go into executive session, and we're going to go to a different room. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
All right, different line.
And we'll go and dial.
And board members, I think you have the line to call in for our different boardroom. And after executive session, we'll...
Bernie Carl back online.
Let's turn volume up.
Julie Sandy's back online.
You want me to close the door?
There's nobody here.
Julie.
You can leave it open.
Mr. Carl, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Great.
You have me?
Yep. Mr. Kendick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tom?
Tom Boudin, right here.
Brenda? Mark?
I'm on here.
Okay. All right. Back in session? Back in session?
Thank you. I'll advise that the board has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed on the executive session. Okay. We got the echo back in this room. Just so you know. Anyway, I'm going to ask for the board's indulgence that we take Resolution G13, Adoption Emergency Regulations Related to Aid Emergency Loan and Guarantee Program, and we table that at this time. And we move to Item C, Resolution G20-14, providing for the transfer of funds from the Revolving Fund to the Small Business Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund, SBED. Tom, for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the board pass this resolution. It's a program that the Department of Commerce and Community Economic Development handles and very efficiently on behalf of ADA, and this leverages $5 million more, and I think there's never been a better time to have additional funds in this program, and so I recommend that we that the board deal with it expeditiously.
Thank you, Tom. Brenda or Julie, any follow-up?
I'd be happy to. This is Brenda Applegate. The resolution is requesting that ADA transfer $1 million out of its revolving fund to the Small Business Economic Development Loan Fund. This is going to be used to leverage potentially $5 million in Economic Development Administration grant funding, providing $6 million in capitalization to this loan fund.
This is Julie Anderson. I would just like to say that I think it's important that we try to provide as much capital as we can to help businesses at this period of time, and it's a wonderful opportunity to reach out to ADA and leverage those funds and get the money into private entities' hands. So I would, of course, recommend approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Any further discussion before I ask for a motion to put it on the table? Hearing none, would someone put a motion on the table?
I move Resolution G20-14. This is Bill Kindick.
Thank you, Bill.
I second it, Bernie Carl.
Further discussion? Hearing none. Sherry, would you poll the board?
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Kindick?
Yes.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle? Mr. Fogle?
Keep going.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Carl?
Yes.
Mr. Prudes?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. So I tabled Resolution G20-13. I ask without objection that we this board meeting is put on hold, I suppose, until the call of the chair. Is there any objection to that?
Mr. Chairman, Anna McKinnon here. I support that we recess to the call of the chair.
Hearing no objection, we are recessed till call of the chair. I'd like to thank staff for today's work, and we will stay tuned, I guess is the best way to put it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.